Ladies and gentlemen, I present Podshow's Poet Laureate, Melvin P. LeBeuf.
Roses are red, my sweater is beige. For your domain name needs, you should go to this page, GoDaddy.com.
Hey, Rich Mark, I think it's the point.
Oh, fuck you, I want Cheryl.
Hello.
Hi, Pizza Snatch.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, it's Madge and you're on my show right now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, how are you doing with the Christmas?
Oh, I'm just feeling so in the spirit since I got your little things in the mail. Playing them on all my shows.
What things?
All your wonderful comments about the holidays and shitting a turd out and stuff like that.
Did I do that?
Yeah. You're special.
So listen, what's the story with this Second Life video? What's that?
Oh, for crying out loud. We went through this thing just to have a freaking orgy. Because we knew a bunch of podcasters would come and get their freak on, which they did.
Can I just interrupt? Did you know that it's not real?
Shut up. It is, too.
It is.
Anyway.
Not.
God,
you
why
have
are you
a
so
husband.
Annoying?
You're a a whore.
Okay. There's some shocking news.
No, but what does your lump have to say about this?
Not a whole lot.
Does he even care?
Not so much.
Why?
I mean, at this point in time, what would you really care about me? I mean,
I wouldn't give a shit.
Is there really anything to love left? I mean,
no, it was the same with me and Gussie. We didn't really ever give a shit. It's like you get to the point where it doesn't fucking matter.
But you know what's even worse is Brian doesn't even do hair, and I mean, Lump doesn't, and yeah, well.
Do hair.
So I'm screwed. Well, yeah,
right,
at least Gussie would do
cunt.
Your hair up.
Right?
He eats some ass.
Oh, God. I got my... Well, never mind. Forgot I'm on the program.
Did you?
I had a nice day. I had a nice
did
day
you?
With the over 1,000 waves lesbian spa.
Oh, lots of good lesbians there, huh?
Yeah, I met some lesbians. I have to. It was very nice.
Yeah? You did some bonding?
This fucking Mikey Pot is a pussy. He can't come on my show because he's busy making Georgia pecans for free. He's working
whatever.
For free. I'm sorry, what did you ask me, pizza?
I said that, like, my kids are in the background somewhere in this house, and I'm still on. That's pretty weak. Where's his priorities?
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, that you're supposed to be watching your kids?
Yeah, something like that. Wait, I'm supposed to be watching the kids. I'm a no good wife, and I also have a second life.
Well, that's the worst part.
I bought a dog in Second Life.
You are so retarded. What's
Petey?
What kind of dog?
It's a beagle.
Does it shit?
I hope so. I just got it.
See, this is the problem with Second Life. Like, things don't shit. And, you know, in that reality, there's no reason why they shouldn't shit. But yet, you have staircases when that's not necessary because everybody can fly. It's stupid.
Yeah, you see, I got an attachment so now I can pee on people.
And they still
that
don't
makes
have
me
abortions,
happy.
Do they? Do you really have to pee on people?
Yeah, I can pee on people now.
I had one of those, I think, when I was in that stupid shit. It was like this stupid... No, it was an ejaculator penis. And I made it. I blew it up to the size of a motorcycle. And then I was able to squirt everyone at the Curry Castle with it. So that was fun for like 5 seconds.
I bet. I'm sure they all enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I talked to Miss Rebecca today.
Oh, yeah? How's she doing, that whore?
Oh, she's sore, and she's getting sad, and I think she's homesick, but she got to get one finger in her hole, so she was pretty excited about that.
Those dilators look pretty big. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, they do.
The doctor must want to fuck her.
I think so.
I really want to talk to her. I never see her online. I have so many questions.
You missed her. She was on a couple hours ago.
I'm just afraid that, hang on, I'm trying to get the gray expat to come out. That's short. Because I want to ask her, but I'm afraid, like, so many, like, transgendered people that lose their sense of humor. I hope the operation didn't take away your sense of humor. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think she's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I gotta go. You're gonna have to talk to gay expat.
Okay.
Can you handle that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more friends?
No.
Are you going to be home soon?
Cheryl. Yeah, I'm coming home tomorrow. Well, I'm coming to Florida tomorrow.
Cheryl actually acknowledged my existence for the first time in months.
You're stupid. Because you shouldn't.
I know.
I saw you kiss her ass in that comment. But you know what? You shouldn't, because she didn't send you that thing for your stupid shit. You should hold grudges forever.
I should try, but...
I know I'll call Jan McLaughlin.
She's so sexy. There you go.
All right. Well, tell your lump that you're a whore.
I will.
Two-timing whore.
I am. I'll talk to you later.
Time to go bye. Okay, bye.
Bye, Mitch.
Okay. Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? You're on my program.
Oh, I'm pissed. I just wasted a fucking day.
Wait, gayexpat.com. The gayexpat.
The, yeah.
What did you do?
I went to Le Web Twat.
What's that?
It was a big Web 2.0 douchebag conference.
Oh my god, I didn't know about that.
Oh, it was awful. It was so bad.
Who was there?
I went with Stacy from Karma Bank.
Uh-huh.
And we went to represent Al Jazeera English. And
You too?
Yeah. It was me and Stacy, because Max didn't want to go. Basically, it was run by this guy, Loic Lemur. He works for Six Apart. Yeah. And he's one of those Web 2.0 douchebags who knows everybody and thinks he's authority
Six
on
apart,
everything.
They're the ones that did the movable
typepad.
And she's the one. And Mina's his wife then?
I don't know if she's his wife, but did you know that, like, from what I'm reading, because I went back and Technorati the living shit out of this stuff, she said last year that the web should be nice. That the blog needs to be nicer.
There was a big deal about that. That's when they had the back channel, and it was a big deal, yeah.
Right.
But then she said the people on the web should be nice, and then she ended up calling somebody in the audience an asshole less than 2 minutes later.
Right.
So fucking funny. Oh my god.
So this douchebag, yeah. he basically took today's schedule, which was supposed to be all about video blogging and you know, Second Life, which was kind of odd. That's in the
story. Life?
Yeah, and virtual worlds and all this other stuff. But, you know, I really wanted to see all the stuff about video blogging, because there's a lot of French douchebags doing some dumb shit here, too.
Right.
But he basically hijacked the schedule today, because he got Shimon Peres to come in, and I wasn't there for that, because we only got in there at about noon. But everybody said that was a great speech. You know, he made it topical. He spoke in English, and he answered the French journalists in French, and you know, it was a real good long question-and-answer session.
Oh, damn it. I don't hear you anymore. Are you there? I missed the whole thing about Shimon Peres. You just started to talk about how you missed him?
Yeah, I missed him in the morning, but supposedly the session was really good, even though he wasn't on the schedule.
Refresh my memory. He was an Israeli what? Something from Israel, right?
He was a prime minister for a while, and he's I think it's Likud, and he's on the left, and he's good people for the most part, even though he believed in the Lebanon invasion.
Well, that's a pretty big butt.
Yeah, it is a huge butt.
So you're upset that you missed him?
I am upset that I missed him, because it seems like that session went really well and it was worth interrupting the schedule for.
Yeah.
Because he was like questioning and answering people, and you know, he was answering the French journalists in French. He was just having a really good dialogue with everybody. And even though that they had to shake down the whole place, they had to ID everybody with their passports.
And why did you miss it? Because you were outside smoking?
No, I was not outside smoking. We just didn't. Stacy was recording Karma Bank, and we couldn't get there until noon. So we walk in, and like Gabe Mack and the Bonjour America guy, and all these people are doing their presentations, which weren't that good, I have to say. But I think part of it was because all these politicians were coming in. They were making them cut their presentations in half.
Okay, why were these politicians coming in? I mean, it's good, but I guess. But what does it have to do with blogging?
See, that's the point. A lot of people are saying that the guy who organized the conference, Loic Lemur, was really doing this to just show how connected he was, and that he turned this into a French political circus more so than a Web 2.0 type.
Does Shimon Peres blog? Does he have anything at all to do with this?
I don't know if he blogs or anything, but see, there's a big thing in French culture where you have to do all these like displays of power, and you have to show that you're like connected. There's a term for it called branché, which means connected.
Branch?
So, yeah, branch. You're branched out.
Hey, make a mental note before I forget. We have to talk about Lyndon LaRouche. Is it Lyndon?
Oh, the LaRouche party?
Yeah, because I was accosted by some LaRouche supporter in Berlin.
I got accosted by one in Princeton when I was in the U.S. last time.
What's going on with those people? Because he's like, oh, LaRouche, and he was trying to get me to give them money to some socialist thing. I said, and then he mentioned LaRouche's name. I said, isn't he an anti-Semite? He said, no, that's just propaganda.
Well, they're real, like, I know they're really cultist, and I know LaRouche went to prison for some reason, but that's pretty much the extent of what I know.
Huh. Well, it's weird. Anyway, so what were you saying?
So after all the video people, he brought in the centrist, it's called the UDP party, French presidential candidate. And this guy only spoke French, and which is fine, whatever, but they didn't have any translators. So Loïc Lemoir brought up one of his friends, and they did a horrible job because the presidential candidate would speak in paragraphs, and then the other guy would forget everything that this guy said, and then the candidate would come back and correct him when he fucked things up, and it was just a total mess and a waste of my freaking time.
I'm looking at this link you sent me. Is Tom Morris there? Did you see him?
I didn't talk to him, but yeah, he's there.
Oh, are you going to go back, or is it over?
No, it's over. It's over pretty much as of now.
Oh, that's too bad, because he would be very interesting to talk to, Tom Morris, I think. Yep. Actually, I've had him on the show, or no, I tried to, but he was gone.
He was a busy lady.
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing you sent me at crueltobekind.org.
Yeah, she's great. She put it exactly how it was, because when Sarkozy, I mean, you could tell who, I mean, Loic did a podcast interview with Sarkozy, who's the right-wing candidate.
Kaposi sarcoma?
Yeah, basically sarcophagus, and everybody was saying, like, you gave this guy a real softball interview. What are you doing? Are you up his ass? And basically, he waited. He interviewed a couple socialist candidates on a podcast, and then he said, "Oh, but by the way, I endorse Sarkozy. I'm voting for him." And he was like, and all day today, he was saying that Sarkozy was the number two person in France in power, which isn't true. Villepin is the number two, and he was just, you could tell he looked, when Sarkozy came in, he looked like he was going to come all over the stage. I told Stacy he must have changed his underwear 3 or 4 times today, but you could tell that there was a complete disregard for the audience and everyone there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just sounds very not to be nationalistic, but it sounds very French.
It was very French.
To just ignore the agenda and not have any point and no focus at all and just sort of vaguely go on with some sort of a unspoken agenda.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing that actually worked the best about the whole thing is the venue looked great and the food was good.
Oh, well, that's... What did you have?
Hors d'oeuvre, areas all over the place.
Oh, hors d'oeuvres?
Hors d'oeuvres. And then there was like foie gras and wine and coffee, and then there was a full buffet spread. I mean, everything was designed really well and lit really well.
That's important. Food is good.
It's very important.
You know, that reminds me though. You know that foie gras ban in Chicago?
Chicago, yeah.
Well, evidently, there's no restaurant that's obeying it. They're all just completely ignoring it.
Well, I heard what they're doing is they're just saying that they're not selling the foie gras because that's what the ban is, and they're just charging people like $20 for the lettuce that goes next to it.
No, they're still selling it. Yeah, they're still selling it. All the restaurants are.
That's Chicago for you.
That's what James told me. He says they want to get caught because they want the press, like, to get PR, but nobody will even take up the story because it's so lame. But I guess Cafe Absinthe is doing it, and so is the one where Clarence works now. He's like, tell it on your show. I don't care. He's like,
Clarence isn't at Absinthe anymore?
No, Clarence, well, he's not there anymore.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Got it. He told me a really interesting story about Mapplethorpe last time I saw him.
Oh, yeah?
He's an interesting guy. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell it, otherwise I would.
No, it's okay. James and him, my friend James and him, are very close. I know Clarence pretty well, too. But, they're both like sort of... They have a lot of... They're that generation, the Warhol set generation, so they've had some interesting stories, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you're back in Amsterdam?
Yeah. I was at I was taking it easy, having my lesbian spa day today, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
It was very nice. Very nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Amsterdam was good for that.
I like.
Did you take the train?
Uppity note. I did, thank God. You know, there's such a huge difference taking the train versus the air. Like,
yeah.
I come, you know, when I fly in Amsterdam, I come into to Mark and Amy's house, and I'm just like, God damn it, I hate the world, you know? But this is like the train, it's kind of like so nice. I didn't even go first class, it was still really nice. And, oh my God, it's so worth it. It costs more, but so worth it. God, it's just wonderful.
I felt the same way coming from Vlog Europe, even though it was a 7-hour train ride. I didn't give a fuck. I mean, I just jumped on the metro and was home in 5 minutes.
Yes.
And whoop-de-frickin-do.
It's so much better than air. Like, I don't understand. How can these airlines get away with charging so little? It doesn't make sense.
I don't need... Well, now it's to the point where the taxes are so high. I tried to book a frequent flyer flight.
Yeah.
And it was like... It was 150 euro. I could have just gotten a cheapy flight instead.
Yeah, they don't include the tax in the prices. Yet they do in everything else in Europe.
Right.
Except for airfare.
Exactly. No, I think they're making money because they charge you for food and they charge you like for headsets and they do all this weird shit. Like, I took a cheap flight from Vienna a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And they had these like super gourmet meals that were 10 euro. And, I mean, they were selling them like hotcakes. So they must be doing something right.
Starving people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to eat on a damn plane anyway.
This fucking show notes person, Matt, he's been sabotaging me. Have you seen this shit? Well, you know what he did? Yeah. He wrote that Callie Lewis takes it up the ass. I never said that. I never said Callie Lewis takes it up the ass. And I'm in a conference call, and she's in it on Thursday. How am I going to face her with that?
Oh, God, I thought she may have emailed you already or something. Well, you don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
Still.
But, Matt, you need to correct this. You need to correct it, Matt. Not funny. Although I could have changed it myself, but I don't like to be a revisionist, you know.
No, I understand.
That'd be awful.
No, I think you corrected him well. He was well admonished.
Yeah, he's being very naughty. And so it was interesting, your show about the Karma Bank. Very interesting.
Well, yeah, I think...
I never thought about it in those terms.
Well, it's just so interesting to me how they can just jump from one thing to another so well. And I mean, I'll sit there and have lunch with them, and I'm just in awe of their analytical abilities.
What did you call it? Post-structuralist? Is that what you're saying?
Post-structuralist. It's like they're taking existing, you know, silos of, you know, subject matter, and they're kind of mushing them all together and going across them to synthesize information. And what I said in the podcast is the government does that. They do this to suppress economies and governments. They've done it in South America for over 150 years.
How do they do it?
They learn how the social system works, and then they know how economies work, and they mix the two together, and they use it to oppress people and oppress economies to the U.S.'s advantage.
Understand why Pinochet, like, there was some deal with Thatcher, like, was Thatcher protecting him, and where did he die? Do you know?
I think he died in London.
Okay.
Because,
yeah, I thought so too, but then I thought I read it somewhere in Santiago, so I'm confused.
Well, he's going to, I know his funeral's in Santiago, and there was a big debate over whether Michelle Bachelet, whatever the hell her last name is, was going to attend because her father was really screwed by him, by Pinochet.
She was tortured by Pinochet.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And so he's getting a military funeral, but not a state funeral.
I don't understand it. Like, what the fuck? It's all that weird CIA shit. And then, what about this shit with Princess Di being tapped by the CIA? The night she was killed? What the fuck is that?
And they won't release it because they say the information they have is very grave against national security.
God.
Yeah,
it has to do with this landmine thing.
Right. It's like, God, what is she... It must be more of that, like, U.S. government interfering in third world government type shit, because all those landmines are, you know, down where all that because I mean, in all those African countries, Angola, where they were, you know, where the U.S. was supplying the South African army to basically fight communist satellites in Africa. That's why apartheid didn't become an issue until the 80s.
Why?
Because they needed South Africa as an ally in the Cold War to keep Africa from going completely red. So they would fuck with the governments in Mozambique and in Angola via South Africa, and that's how South Africa got nukes, which they don't have anymore, by the way. As soon as they changed governments, the South Africans said, fuck it, we don't want this shit.
Oh.
But...
Well, this is very alarming, you know. I hope it's like it's almost like people are walking on glass when it, I feel like ever since she died, people have been walking on eggshells with respect to that matter, you know.
Yeah, well, no good deed goes unpunished. That's what I get out of this whole thing. It's like she was just trying to stop kids from losing a leg walking across a field.
And why the fuck would that be a problem with anyone to clean up landmines? I mean, that's like wanting to cure cancer. I mean, what on earth? How could anybody be against cleaning up landmines?
Well, if the landmines were indirectly placed by the U.S. government, and that gets out, it's bad PR. And you know, you still got Reagan era appointees. And
maybe they shouldn't do that. Maybe it's not nice to kill children.
God,
maybe that's really the crime, not covering it up. Jesus Christ! Yeah,
God forbid.
Oh my God! It just gets sicker and sicker.
I know. I'm happy here. It's crazy here, but I'm happy here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, yeah. It would have been under Clinton, of course. It's like, that's the problem. All this secret shit seems to make no difference who the president is. The great thing about Bush is that he was so stupid that he couldn't keep it under wraps like all the other presidents.
Right.
It's kind of good in a way.
Yeah, no, it is good, and I'm just hoping if the economy tanks, if the U.S. economy tanks in the Karma Bank fashion, like they're saying, I hope it tanks before Bush gets out of office, so it can be squarely on him in the history books.
I don't think this is a sudden thing. Like, it's not an overnight tank. I think the tanking has already started, but it's a slow process. I don't think it's going to be like a crash, because I mean the housing market's already burst. I mean everyone's agreed to it. It's just a matter of, you know, PR control, you know?
Yeah.
The markets have taken a huge hit.
Yeah. It's just going to get to the point where they can't fuck with the numbers anymore. I mean, that's what people are starting to realize, is that the Fed is fucking with inflation numbers crazy. I mean,
but then I just read that NASDAQ is trying to take a hostile takeover of one British stock exchange.
Oh, the city? The FTSE? That's
that's German, isn't it? The FTSE? Isn't it German?
No, the FTSE... Isn't the FTSE British?
I don't fucking know.
I think the DAX is German.
Oh, yeah.
But... Maybe. Yeah, but... but they... They're trying... The thing I'm noticing about the UK...
Yeah, London Stock Exchange, it says.
Yeah, they're trying to make it the 51st state. I think they're trying to slowly dismantle the NHS in Britain, because it's viewed as market expansion. You've got to understand that these companies have quarterly profit goals that they have to meet, or the financial press is going to crucify them, and their stock value goes down, and then everybody gets fired by the board.
Which companies?
So, like the HMOs.
Yeah.
So the HMOs are looking at this huge British market.
Are you shitting?
No.
I could have sworn I heard a plop.
No, my I'm on those wooden chairs, and and they're creaking, so it sounds like I'm farting.
I thought I heard a big toilet bowl plunk.
Yeah. No, but I can do one if you want.
Needn't.
Okay. I think I'd really have to push it out.
Well, you need a higher quality microphone.
Mm.
I like high fidelity shitting only.
Okay.
Where the fuck is Cheryl? I cannot get a hold of that fucking bitch.
I think she's got some holiday busyness that she can't.
There are no holidays. Is this Hanukkah? When does Hanukkah start?
Did I miss it? Shaka Khan start? It's
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Okay.
Hanukkah 2006. Let's look it up. Hanukkah 2006. It is the 22nd, the 25th of Kislev.
Okay, so it's not yet.
Not yet.
So she's full of shit. There's nothing. There's no holiday shit. I'm calling her now. She won't answer. But this is the second time I've called her.
She might be I think she's taken a part-time job folding sweaters, because she's holding a prolapse like a sweater.
needs to. She needs to sew it back in. You know, but I want her to answer when she's at her parents' house so she can, like, whisper like she did at the mall that one time. She's such a stupid bitch going to... I can't believe she's... Cheryl?
Hey, you've reached Mark.
God damn it!
Oh, fuck her.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Oh,
or just wait for the
tone. I'm actually mad at Cheryl right now.
Press 2 now.
I'll tell her in a second. Beep, come on. We won't have to wait.
At the tone, please
shut up,
record
you whore.
Your voice message. Oh, when you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
You stupid bitch. Why, go ahead. Why are you mad at her?
I'm fucking pissed because I was sick, and then Cheryl fucking, like, was sitting there hounding me. Like, I was completely drained, flat on my ass, sick, and she's sitting there calling me a cunt and a cow, and I had to completely, like, turn off my internets.
Oh.
Bitch.
Yeah, well, you don't have to answer the phone.
No, I don't. No, she was Google chatting me. She stalks me.
Oh. Now, Rupert wants
something. I love
something.
Her, though.
Okay, can you come on Skype? Okay.
Are you going to be in Chicago when I'm there, Madge?
I don't plan on it at this point. I don't have a ticket back to Chicago yet. But, it depends. I don't know. You know I can't plan.
I know. I leave on the 3rd.
You leave January 3rd?
Yeah, I leave Chicago on January 3rd.
And when are you going? 20th or something?
22nd.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah, and then going to St. Louis for the Christmas holiday.
That's not one of my favorite cities.
I lived there for a while, so I know the secrets.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try Rupert, because he's doing some class project where I'm supposed to, like, he interviewed me, and he's asking me all these questions.
Right.
And then he yells at me for not answering my email or something, but I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You're a busy lesbian.
Hello?
Rupert.
Yeah?
You're over your mind.
Yeah, I know, I'm really sorry. Maybe it's not so good if you call me because I've still got a problem that my parents are watching the German news.
Oh, they're watching the German news.
No, can you hear the background noise?
Turn it down a bit.
No, it's okay. It's no problem. You're on my show, though. This is what comes on the line as well.
Hi. Is Cheryl there?
No.
Why is he so quiet?
Jeffrey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
How are you? I'm okay.
This is a nightmare. Rupert, what do I have to send you?
I'd be really, really thankful if you could send me some photos, because you know the project I want to make, like,
Rupert, are you fun? Shots on there, on high resolution.
No, I don't mean the match, but as you, as you.
What are you talking about? I am.
Well, no, I mean of Richard,
who?
Not of you. Of Richard, you know your cousins.
Freak. I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, I had to hang up.
Can he just right click on some of your Flickr photos?
Yeah, but he's being insane talking about some other person. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay,
he's like, he doesn't want my pictures. What the fuck do you want then? You know? I want headshots of you, Madge, but not of Madge. What?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Who can say?
Anyway, what else is new?
I'm just, like, in this weird suspension mode until I go back to the U.S. Kind of like I've closed out the year in my mind already.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of, like, sitting on my ass masturbating.
Oh.
It's me.
But why do you have to go into suspended animation? Because you're going to Chicago in a couple weeks.
Well, just because it's like I'm being stupid. I mean, I'm kind of inventing my own, like, lack of drama here because I have a lot of projects I'm going to be starting in the new year. And then I'm just kind of, because I don't want to like start things up and then have to like plop for another 2 weeks and interrupt everything. Because I just, I'm the kind of person where I need a good trajectory going. And I just don't want to, I just don't want to stop in the middle of everything. So I'm just kind of like, okay, can we just go now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that Doc Man is supposed to be coming over to interview me for his United Vloggers thing, but I haven't heard from her.
What is he doing exactly?
I don't fucking know. I have no idea. You have to ask him. I don't know. Okay. Something, you know, he's a little bit all over the place.
Yeah, God love him.
Yeah, he's...
Somebody's got to.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, why are you so interested in Shlomo's crotch? I didn't find anything interesting about Shlomo's crotch.
Was I shooting that?
Was it you, or was it Steve Horace, or was it...
I was in the shot. I wasn't shooting it. That was,
No, it was on the train.
That wasn't Shlomo's crotch.
Whose crotch was it? Whose ever crotch it was.
That was the Portuguese guy.
Oh, Miguel.
Yeah.
He's so nice. He sent me such a sweet letter.
Didn't you hear him talking? What are you, filming my dick at the beginning of the video?
Oh, I thought that was still Shlomo talking. It was, okay.
No, that was Miguel with his little Portuguese accent.
See, I have you with coffee. I do all my Madge listening and viewing while I have coffee. It just seems to go so well. So maybe
but
I'm
you heard
quite
the part
clear.
Where you obviously saw your reaction to it.
Yes.
You like that thing?
Me and my hair, which is another being these days.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
It was. It was.
Yeah, I'm trying to get all that stuff out of my hard drive, so that's why I posted all that crap in 2 days.
Oh, I'm having the same problem on my MacBook Pro. It's like it's getting full whenever I do a video, and I have to like shit everything out of my MacBook Pro. It really is annoying.
Yeah, but it's kind of good in a way because it forces you to keep up.
Yeah, it is true. It gets all my porn off.
Yeah, you know, I think I might have fixed the problem. Knock on wood with my freezing. What I did is when I was with Seven, you know, he has a couple Macs as well, so I ran that Tech Disk Warrior from another computer.
Right.
And repaired the disk.
That defragmented?
No, I did that, but I think the problem is this journaling. You know how the Mac hard drives have journaling turned on by default?
They do.
Yeah, which is basically a way that normally it's great because it means if if your computer crashes, there's all this memory, you know, it doesn't really write to disk right away. It writes to the cache, and then eventually the cache writes to the disk when it needs to. Right. And what the journal does is it, you know, it keeps a constant log of every disk transaction so that it can sort of rebuild it if necessary after a crash.
But it takes memory to do it.
It takes disk to do it. But it more importantly, it takes, you know, CPU cycles and disk cycles. And, you know, because every single thing you do is going to be journals, so it'll be like written twice. So what TechTool does is, I mean, Disk Warrior does is it shuts off journaling for some reason, at least it did on mine. And when I turned journaling back on, so I was fine for like, you know, 4 days. It didn't shut down at all. I turned journaling back on, and then I had another crash. Turned it off again, it seems okay. So I think it has to do with that journaling.
Interesting. I wonder if that's what's causing it with the MacBooks, not the MacBook Pros.
No, I think they fixed that, though. That was like a firmware thing.
Oh, okay.
But who knows, you know.
That's one thing I don't like, is when it saves memory. Like, iTurds did that until I started figuring it out. Like, it saves things to your disk without telling you, or doubles up in a file. That's where Apple kind of pisses me off a little bit. They don't exactly tell you what the left hand doesn't tell you what the right hand is doing.
Oh, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, like in iTunes, if you choose to have your files done a certain way, when you transfer all your music into iTurds,
yeah,
it copies the file separately. So you basically have two copies of all of your music files.
Like, yeah, but you have that as an option. It doesn't have to do
that. It is an option now. Once I got into it, but on one of the updates, it just did it automatically without my knowing. And, like, you know, half my memory was shot. Thank God.
Yeah, that's the default. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not very nice.
Yeah. Well, there's Rupert. Now, he better not be naughty this time. Rupert. Hello? Hold on. Rupert.
Okay. Richard?
Madge!
Can, God damn it. Sorry, I keep messing you up, my colleague.
God, poor thing. Are you there, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm here. Did she get cut off again?
I cut her off. She keeps calling me other names. It's like, if you're having a schizophrenic break, it's not my fault, right?
My God. My God. It's so crazy. So should I have Noah stay at my house? Is he clean? Is he a nice guest? Is his boyfriend nice?
Yeah, Noah's great. Oh, his boyfriend's coming too?
Yeah, they're both coming. They said on P and asked that he was coming to Europe and he was looking for some places to stay.
Yeah, Noah's great. His boyfriend, I don't really know. I mean, he seems a little bit standoffish to me, but I don't have any reason to.
Okay.
But you know, I'm sure they would be perfect house guests and teach you yoga and eat a lot of vegetarian food and sneer at you for smoking. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably quit by then. They're making smoking illegal indoors in France in February.
I know. I heard Terry Cosgrove is taking over.
Great. I'm not quite. Well, they're going to have a year grace period, in which they allow people to still have people smoke inside. But what they say on the law is so you can build a glass enclosed space that workers don't go in. And nobody's going to build it. So basically, smoking
right.
is going
to
be... Just
one
like
second,
later.
I have to stick Rupert on again.
Okay.
Hold on, Rupert, one second.
Okay,
Rupert,
Madge.
Are you going to behave?
Yes, Madge.
Okay. What?
So how is everyone? Sorry.
We are fine.
Guess what happened to me, though?
You prolapsed?
No. You know, sometimes each have sort of this annoying idea that they have to pull a test forwards.
What?
A few weeks. An entire test.
The test got moved forward? Like closer? To
3 weeks.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. This is like 2 weeks ago. I was talking to my history teacher and suddenly we had our history test like 3 weeks early, and then we could do nothing because we also had a German test about an entire book, biology test, the test which I'm doing about you know, typical stuff. And now I've been up till 4 o'clock. Went to bed and couldn't sleep.
Right, what were you doing?
Okay, I'm boring, sorry.
No, you're not boring, actually.
No, you're not.
Usually you are, but this time you're not, actually, surprisingly.
That's changed.
So when is your project due, the one that's about me?
Tomorrow.
And all you need are these photos. That's all. I don't have to do anything else for you, because I know you got all
no,
busy. Because I didn't answer my email, but I was in fucking Berlin. The connection goes down every 5 seconds. I was lucky enough to upload my podcast.
Poor you.
Poor me? No, poor you.
5 seconds in the web twat, too.
It sucked at web twat? You didn't get a... You didn't even have a good web access there?
No. They had like 8 zillion Wi-Fi hubs there.
Yeah.
They were all by color, and then it would cut out every 5 minutes because I guess those Europeans like to download the torrents wherever they are. and so you had to change.
It's true, they
color.
Do.
They totally do.
Oh, that. But what I don't understand with BitTorrent is, you know, sometimes it's just downloading sort of 5 or 6 kilobytes per second. Why does it still use something like 200 kilobytes of speed?
Well, it's probably, you have to set your upload restrictions, because it's still uploading. That's what makes it slow, it's the uploading. But you can throttle
I have an upload restriction at 10 or 12 kilobytes per second.
Well, I don't really want to go all into it.
Okay.
Maybe it's call boring. Tech support. No, it's just that, Rupert, I'm not paid to be your tech support. You're a research assistant and you're lesbian podcaster. I mean,
you've already got enough research, Mary.
Why?
I said you've already got enough research to do.
Yeah, well, I did a lot of that today. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, a lot of research.
I expect a full paper within 3 weeks.
That's Rupert.
Rupert?
Yeah.
Write the paper for Madge.
Oh, I'm finished.
Oh, you're finished?
I'm want the data. I can send you the file, but it's in French, so.
Well,
I read French. I can't speak it for shit, but I can read it.
Oh, okay, because I can't really read it well. Nor can I speak it well, nor can I write it well, but at least it's understandable.
It's a hard language. I kind of hate it right now.
Hi, are we back?
Yeah, but I don't know where Gay Expat went.
Oh, Bob. What's up now?
I don't know. I was trying to call Fatty Meltdown, and the whole thing broke. Andy broke my thing.
Mm.
Trying to call Andy Melton.
Oh, well. Who's...
What?
Who's Mrs.?
Mrs. Slocum.
Sorry.
You gotta learn to speak gay, Rupert. I know you're not gay, but you have to learn to speak gay.
I know it's difficult. I've learned to accept gay, although I had my problems with it. And I've learned to understand what you mean it, but I haven't yet learned how to speak it.
Well, you should.
Maybe you could do a podcast. Oh. Lesbian... Lessons.
Hi.
Andy.
Hi.
Oh, Andy, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm eating. How are you?
Oh, that is so unusual. Let me guess. Squirrel or what other roadkill?
Nope.
What is it?
Hamburger.
Andy, I saw that picture of you on Flickr.
Which one?
The one with the Etch-a-Sketch?
I saw your note.
Oh, you did? What did they say? I forgot.
Hot shins.
What was I pointing to? I forgot.
My shins.
Oh, goshers. Anyway.
Andy?
Yeah.
Hello?
It's Jeffrey the Gay Expat. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question for you. I've been meaning to ask you for a long time.
Okay.
How in the hell does sweet tea make your back hurt?
Yeah, good question.
The caffeine.
That does not make sense. Do you think it maybe has to do with holding up your stomach?
Or your chin?
It sucked.
Oh, God. Rupert's here,
this
too.
This burger is good. Hi, Rupert.
Hi, Andy. How are you? Hey, why did you give up your diet, though?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, I don't mean to be...
What? Renfield?
This is delicious.
He's eating.
I guess that's the answer.
Don't eat with your mouth full. Even here.
Well, I can't...
You should at least know some... We have getting around with people.
I can't.
Do you put coleslaw on your hamburgers?
What?
Do you do that weird southern shit and put coleslaw on your hamburgers?
No, that goes on the hot dogs.
Oh.
You know what they in Romania they put coleslaw on the hamburgers. It was fucking disgusting. Ugh. Oh my God, you know what happened to me on the train yesterday? Speaking of, oh my God, so I was on the train, nice quiet train, no Americans, and then I think in Hamburg, these two American... You know, backpacking 20-somethings, come on, a guy and a girl. The guy was gay.
Right.
The girl probably does a podcast, you know. Right on video. And then, right. What are you, who is that grazing? I hear this grazing. What?
Oh. I'm sitting completely
still. Oh, that's him eating.
It's Andy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Andy, meltdown.
Sounds like Cheryl's prolapse.
All right. What was I? It does. What was I just talking about?
In the train.
So they already come on, and they have that retarded look that Americans have. You know what I'm talking about, right, Rupert?
Yeah.
Where they're just looking like.
Oh yeah, English people
like,
have that too.
Like here we are, dumb. We don't know what to do. But you all get that it's just because we're cute, right? It's not because we're stupid. So they come and they sit down. Of course, directly across from me. I'm trying to avoid all eye contact so I don't get the traditional American stupid question, where are you from?
Right.
And so, I'm like, okay, this is over. I managed not to communicate with these people. And then they start opening their meal. And I thought, what the fuck is that smell? And I look over, you know, they were eating onion sandwiches.
Ugh.
They were like retarded. They were like, I don't know if they were vegetarians or something, but they were eating, like, it was like a shawarma, or those doner kebabs, you know, that big fat pita bread.
Oh, God.
And it looked like they had ordered the shawarma thing without the meat. So it was just, and it was just onions. And I'm staring at them like, what? And onions, like, you're not annoying enough with your 350-pound backpack? Sorry, Andy, I don't mean to confuse that with your weight. But
poor Andy. Maybe.
That's life.
Right. Anyway, I don't think Andy cares.
No.
Right?
He's just eating. Maybe they had gotten stoned before they had gotten the answer to him.
Who, Andy Melton?
Well, that too, but those two Americans.
No. I don't think so. They looked too stupid to even figure that out.
God, I'd have to be stoned to eat that shit.
Andy, what are you eating? Potato chips?
Uh-huh.
What brand? Are they generic from your local?
Great Value.
I knew it. Great Value. What color is the bag?
They're barbecue chips.
Yeah, but what color does the bag look like? Black and white?
No.
Generic looking?
No, it's actually festive.
I don't ask anyone to eat that much.
Is this a good mood for you then?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to accuse you of being depressed.
Hey, Andy, I have a money-making scheme for you.
What's that?
There's a hospital in Floraterb, I think, that's selling human liposuction byproduct.
Really?
Mm-hmm. To the Norwegian government to use as biodiesel.
So
Can you pay for transportation to Florida?
It'll pay for itself. You could get one of those payday loans.
It was probably an Onion article or something. There's no way. That's
maybe.
I'd have to see that to believe it, you know?
Who's going to cut me out of the house?
What?
Who's going to cut me out of the house?
Oh, we're getting Richard Simmons to forklift you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Honey, we're going to forklift you now.
Seriously, will you write Richard Simmons a letter and send him your picture? Because I'm sure he'll send you that fat farm.
No.
Why not? Come on, do it for me.
What have you done for me?
Will you do it?
What have I done for you? Well, I almost mailed you a check.
Yay!
You'll get all sorts of free products that Richard Simmons is endorsing, I'm sure.
Oh, God, who gives a shit? I'm gonna die something.
Yeah, but Andy, come on. You don't have to actually lose weight. I just want you to go on the field trip with him and cry on the show. It'll be hilarious. You'll
get
be famous.
To cry. I'll cry.
Yeah. Okay, let's do a role play. Oh, hello, Andy. You have such a pretty face. Why did you let yourself go fat? Were people mean to you when you were a little girl?
It's a goddamn thyroid problem, you fucking bitch!
Well, you really do sound like a girl, but I'm not a girl. Bitch is a girl dog, Andy. Do you want to cry? Cry about it now. Go. Cry.
It's fucking me. I'm so fat.
There. Yes, you are. Keep crying. Yes, you are fat.
I need a drink, sir.
Is that a diet? Okay, Andy, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to kick out the sodas. No more sodas, okay, Andy? And then I'm going to bring you a forklift, and we're going to forklift you over to the Cub Foods, where we're going to mail you in a giant... a shipping trough to my fat farm over there in Waukegan, Illinois. Okay?
You know, it will be less expensive to send him in a plane of his own.
Did you know fat people are the cause of global warming?
I thought it was cow farts.
I read that article, Andy. That is bullshit. That guy was being sarcastic.
I thought it was cow farts.
Yeah, cattle flatulence. That's what Rush Limbaugh used to say.
Well, no, there is a point, though, because cows make a lot more methane than one thinks, because, like, a Land Rover, that's a huge car, 4x4, uses much fuel. A cow farts more methane and destroys, with the methane, more of the world than what comes out of a Land Rover. So,
I mean,
a Land Rover is more or less the biggest car around.
Yeah, but methane doesn't pollute as much as a Land Rover. You're just talking about CO2.
Well, but you can have a catalysator built in.
Into a cow?
I'd like to see that one.
But still, it's our fault. I mean, it's like if humans didn't eat so much meat. It's really the Germans' fault. They're the ones that eat all the meat. But they have these huge penises to show for it. That's the problem. Right, Andy?
I wish I knew.
Well, I'll just get
Andy,
a couple...
Andy, can you see your penis?
No. How do you shave your asshole, then?
I don't.
Oh.
How in God's name does one shave one's asshole?
Very carefully.
I don't know. I really don't know, Rupert, because they, on these porno movies, it's like there's not a single hair left. Like, I don't know how the fuck they do that. It must be like heavy, serious surgical tweezing or something.
No, they do it for them in porn. I've seen outtakes where they have the fluffers shaving the guy's asshole before they.
No way. I need to see.
Yes.
Send me.
Yes.
Can you find it for me? I need to see.
I will. I'll find one for you.
Please, it's important. Don't forget.
Okay, I won't forget. It might take me a bit because it's like, well, when I saw it was a long time ago, but I know there is video out there of it.
Just don't forget. I just started watching Prison Break from Amy. Have you seen
it? Is it good?
It's awful, but there's a lot of men's in it. Men's.
Mm. Oh, it's like an Oz replacement?
Yeah, except without the, you know, because it's not on... It's on broadcast TV, so it's not as...
They're not sticking spoons up people's asses?
No, I mean, it's kind of addictive in this way that, like, any bad show that involves cliffhangers and soap operas, that kind of thing.
Right.
It's very cliffhanger-ish.
Are you watching the old ones or the new ones?
I'm on season 1, episode 9. I watched 4 of them last night.
Yeah, isn't Patricia Wettigan that? I love her. She's
I don't
great.
Know who she is.
She's she was the one that was on 30-something that had the cancer.
Who did she... I don't remember.
She was the redheaded guy's wife on 30-something.
The fuck if I know.
Oh, fine. Sorry. It's my new show.
No, I mean, I watched 30-something when it was first on, so I don't know.
Yeah.
TV's boring. Who cares about it?
You're fat.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Eating food over and over again is boring.
In Kentucky, or wherever you are.
Tennessee.
Andy.
Actually, Madge, I just had the idea. Couldn't one sort of use the fat out of people as a kind of a raft? And then places which are underwater, like Amsterdam, could float on top of fat.
Okay.
Oh, God, my headset.
But you have to have something to contain the fat.
Just to use bodies.
Does fat always float?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't? How do you know? Andy.
Fuck you.
You trying to drown yourself?
Maybe.
I wonder if Andy would float in the Dead Sea.
Once it's empty, maybe. It should be any day.
Shame, Andy. I'm sorry. Such a bitch.
No, you're not. Yes, you are.
Andy, when are you going to start releasing those videos to the public? That's what I want to know.
Never. You just have to ask for the password.
Why? Come on. When you move
the gayexpat at gmail.com, Andy.
When you move out from your parents' house, will you?
Maybe.
Go and move. Maybe we should have a fund for you to get out of your place so we can watch. To make you release your show.
Would it help if I recorded myself in the shower or something?
No.
Would it help what?
The fun.
Might help your finances if you do it right.
I think it would, actually, yeah. You mean naked? With video?
Well...
What do you use to record, Andy?
This piece of shit laptop.
The video?
No.
How do you do the video? Like when you're at the dinner table? What
camera.
A digital camera.
Just a regular, like, still camera?
Uh-huh.
He's in the Ryan Hodson School of Video Blogging.
It's pretty good quality, though. I thought it was a regular camera.
No, there's this French guy that's video blogging with his regular digital camera, and it's coming out really nice, too.
Oh.
It's the new black.
Oh.
Well, you're poor. You gotta do something.
I wish I had the video camera.
Well.
The night that...
Huh?
Hmm?
What?
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 What? Ask for one for Christmas, Mary.
I'm already asking for a 500 gigabyte hard drive, a game for my PS2, and I want to have one of those steering wheels, and then for my bed.
What steering wheels?
Well, you see, I'm obviously not very rich, and there are steering wheels for the computer, which can, you know, they can, like, simulate being in a real car because it with real gear changes, moving the lever sideways, back and forwards, and flappy pedal gearbox and all that crap.
That's stupid.
Why?
Why do you need that? Just drive your car.
Well, Mary, if my nerves weren't so slow, maybe I could.
Oh.
Yes.
But is that going to be any easier to drive a fake car?
Well, you see, the thing is this. I made a test, and... Well, okay, I found out the way I just simply can cheat. By making the other cars have the same problem as me. So,
But...
Well, you know, one can sort of get trainers for games. I more or less used one of those, got someone to change it around for me, so that it just simply made the others slower, so that I had a better chance. Now I can drive normal.
Right now I'm bored. So...
Yeah.
I don't see... I'm like surfing the web, I don't see a new daily SARS code. I wonder why they didn't do one. Maybe Adam Curry didn't do a show today.
No, I guess not.
That's too bad. I so look forward to the Daily SARS code.
Do you? I have it too.
Oh, fuck. I just accidentally flagged it objectionable, but I unflagged it. Why did they make it so fucking easy? Objectionable. That is such bullshit.
What's objectionable?
Well, Blogger now has this button at the top of every page saying you can flag it as objectionable.
Oh, I guess it's because trolls come up and create, pages slandering people or something. Maybe it's for gay porn blogs or something, I don't know.
Who cares?
Right.
What do you care about, Andy? Tell us. What do you care about?
Food!
Hello?
Andy?
What do you care about?
Prolapse? You like prolapse?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Santorum?
Because it's disgusting.
It is not. What else?
Next to... Oh, you vey.
You don't even like prolapse. You are depressing.
Yes.
What's your favorite food, other than squirrel?
Chinese. I haven't had it since March of 2005, though.
Why not?
Because it's so far away.
Jeffrey, are you the one that gave me those Russian or those Italian licorice things?
No, I gave you some Dutch ones a while back.
No, when we were in Italy. You didn't do that?
No, huh?
Somebody handed me, like, these Italian licorice things, and it's pure licorice. It's absolutely pure licorice. So there's nothing else. No sugar.
Oh, it's like pure anise?
No, it's pure licorice.
They have that in Basel, too.
Oh, do they? It's pure liquid.
Yeah, there's a special shop. It's called, I think, the Bio Shop also, and you can get 100% of just about anything.
Okay, well,
counting.
You might.
What?
I might need to have you get me some, if I can, because I bought two containers of it to take home tomorrow. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's like, for me, it's like the new tobacco. It's like this powerful
thing. At least it's not as bad.
Well, it's like, I love licorice, but instead of having to eat a whole can of it, you know, I can eat just this one little concentrate.
Have you ever had licorice all sorts?
Yeah, the British kind?
Yeah, do you like those?
I don't like British things.
Okay, fair enough.
Roger
Smalls.
Did you see that? It's like he has the nerve to tell me I should visit England when he's never even left the fucking island.
Right. Has he even left Guildford?
Oh, I'm sure he's left Guildford.
Oh, by the way, he got a date with some girl who's 43 and has 3 children, seems, you know, he wrote in his blog.
Oh, Jesus.
Did he finally get sex?
No.
Maybe, because he started speaking rap lingo all of a sudden. Seriously, on my blog, like, there's 2 posts. I'll read them.
No one who ever got laid who talked rap, whatever you call it.
Okay. It says, when the pips in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get it, yeah, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot. Sounds like hard. But then there's another one, 1 minute later. So don't change the dizzle. Turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pizzle.
Yeah, but that's a song.
Shut up! Waiting on the pizzle, the dizzle, and the shizzle. G's to the bizak. Now, ladies, here we gizzo. I think he's getting laid.
That would be nice.
Oh, my God.
You know, I got to get laid, Andy Mountain.
I got to forward you this song while I'm thinking about
it. You need to get laid. You need to have one of your chubby chasers come on over and pork you.
I don't like that term.
Why? What's wrong with pigs?
What's a better one?
Maybe fucked.
You'd rather
What's
say
that?
Fucked than fucked, he said.
Because I don't want to be put on a damn grill.
Okay. I don't know what they call that in Tennessee, but we don't say that here. I've never used pork to indicate that you're cooking someone.
Well, you just don't throw whole pigs on the grill, do you?
No.
We had a whole pig in Vlog Europe.
That was gross, wasn't
it? So it was. They carted this fucker out. Oh, my God. I felt like a vulture.
I didn't eat it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I always... Whenever there's a checkbox for some group thing, and the option is vegetarian, even though I'm not a vegetarian, I always choose it because... Group meals are usually freaky.
That's right. Well, you know, here's a secret. Don't ever do the vegetarian meal on a plane. Just always take the regular meal because you'll never get an upgrade. If you get a special meal, they'll never upgrade you.
Why?
Because they only allot a certain amount of meals. And then you end up, they won't have a meal for you if they upgrade to business class.
I never get an upgrade.
You ask for the vegetarian meal?
I've never gotten an upgrade. And I've never asked for a vegetarian meal.
I'll tell you some secrets later.
Must be able to get on a plane.
Look, I'm flying tomorrow. You can call... can you call... I don't think... You know what?
Martin doesn't have a business class.
No, they just have this stupid cum fart class, which is 10% more leg room. It's so stupid.
Oh, God. Get this. Were you there when there was... Somebody at Vlog Europe was telling me that, like, when they open a jumbo jet after a flight... That they have to, like, stand to the side. The engineer has to stand to the side because this big whoosh of fart smell comes out because all this recycled air is just people's farts.
I believe it. Because it depends on the plane, though, because I was talking to Joe from the Fly Me. He's a pilot, and he has a podcast, Fly Me or something. And he said, yeah, it depends on the plane. Some plane, like the newer planes, in order to be efficient, they just keep recycling the same air. It's actually the older planes that were better at it, you know, when they still had smoking.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Ironically, yeah, it was better. The air was cleaner when they allowed smoking because they had to process it. I mean, they had to get fresh air. So, Yeah, that's why it smells like a fucking fart. But I'd like to check that out sometime.
I know. I have morbid curiosity about it as well. It's kind of crazy.
That'd be a good podcast.
It would. The sound of us retching when they open the door.
How did you hear that? Is it from somebody reputable or from, like, Michael Scott?
No, it wasn't. No, I wouldn't have repeated it if it was from Michael Scott. It was somebody reputable. I just can't remember who it was. I recollect them saying they know somebody who works at LAX, and that's it. But I didn't. I remember I didn't have the feeling that it was bullshit.
Rachel Cam.
Yeah, it was Rachel. Where is Rachel?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's call her.
Okay.
Rachel.
But she might kick my ass, so we gotta be careful.
Why?
I thought Reagan was sending Rachel to kick my ass. To take me.
I don't think Reagan's talked to Rachel in the ages.
Oh. Oh, no dead air. I'm talking, so there's no dead air.
Well, oh, gosh.
We're always beyond the dead air point now.
Very long, yeah, so it's going to be edited anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
God damn it. Every time my dog pees on the phone, I don't know her fucking number.
Call her mother. Get it from her mom.
I'm not calling her mother. She never shuts up.
I'll have recipes for Kugel by the time we're finished.
What'd you say?
Call Dace's mom. She didn't ever shut up either.
Really? Why were you calling her?
She's funny.
Dead there.
Doesn't matter.
Go on.
I can't find this horse from this. Oh, well. Wasn't meant to be. God doesn't want me to talk to her.
Boo-hoo.
Poor thing. Her boyfriend isn't hideous. I looked at the pictures of her boyfriend on her site.
On her MySpace?
On her... it was on... No, it's on her eBird site.
I don't know, though. Is this the new boyfriend?
And she's looking good, too, by the way.
eBird? What's the...
Yeah, eBird.libsyn.com.
Is she still doing that show? No.
Yeah, she stopped for a long time and then she started up again.
Oh my god, you're kidding.
I'm a secret Rachel fan.
I didn't know she was still doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was.
I think,
like,
she was waiting for Reagan and just he never materialized.
Because she was, Holy shit, no kidding, she does look good.
Yeah, she's looking great.
The colors, the bright colors help. She's finally over the emo stage, perhaps. And her ass is showing?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was doing a new fucking show.
Yeah, last one was today.
Free to be you and me.
She's getting
my
I haven't talked about Marlo anything. Thomas on us.
I recorded myself in the shower this morning.
And the video?
Audio.
Well, we need video, honey pie.
Did you ejaculate?
No, I didn't. I sung.
Come on, my tits.
You sung?
Come on, my tits. What's the song? Can you play it now?
No.
Please.
It only sounds good in the shower.
But can you send it to me?
I'll post it.
For my show? Okay.
Hey, Andy, I wanted to ask...
I have things to post, actually, but... What, Rupert?
Please don't take this negative, but I'm just curious. How do you masturbate if you can't find your penis anymore?
I don't, you whore!
Sorry, Mary.
Why do you think I'm so goddamn worked up?
Okay, Andy, I've got earphones on and my partner can hear you all the way across the house.
Andy, are you serious? Seriously, Andy? You can't masturbate because you can't find it? For real? Andy?
No.
Andy? Are you looking for your penis now? Maybe clap your hands.
Andy's got a dicky-do. His tummy's out farther than his dick. Sticks out farther than his dicky-do.
Why don't you come and find it, Jeffrey?
How do I pay for the flight, Andy?
Well, I ain't paying for it because I can't afford it, Mary. I can't afford business class.
Oh, Mary.
You need first Coach. Class. You need business class. Like they have this new panis class, you get to bring your what do you call those things again? Your Whistler, those wheelchairs.
Oh, the yeah,
yeah,
no,
the
people
rascal.
Movers. Yeah.
Panis class, you get to drive your own rascal onto the freight.
Please put your panis in the landing position.
Yeah.
Does it come with valet parking?
Shit.
Please remove your trough from your blubber can. Oh my god. Where's my phone?
You're a cunt.
I am a cunt.
Are you keeping your phone on? Because I was going to text message you from the web twat, but I didn't know if you had
No, the text messaging isn't working while I'm over here for some reason.
Yeah, the U.S. text messaging is really weird.
Everything sucks there.
I don't think I'm going to come back again after this trip.
You said that last time. You came back like 3 months later.
But the French are making me go back for my visa. I just couldn't talk about it.
Why?
You have to get your visa. Well, because I didn't want to get hunted down by the French police for saying anything about my visa.
But you're not doing anything illegal.
No, I'm just talking about how much America sucks. That's all.
Yeah, and that's going to be a problem for the French. How? I mean, come on.
They get money from us to keep them shut up.
Okay, yes. Rachel Cam, where's your phone number, you fucking bitch? Rachel.
Well, let's look her up on whitepages.com.
Oh, my serious show's gone back to 5 days a week, evidently.
Oh, is it? But it's still just a half an hour, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, I hold back. No, you know what? It's not... I don't know what's going on.
I watched Don Shelley and Arena Slutsky on a video. I nearly died.
Oh.
I had to stop.
Can you send me that?
Yeah, I can right now. It's on... They were on Arena's show.
I can't find...
Drew's hot. If he ever wants to leave Don, I'll arrange things.
Rachel can't... God damn it.
Geek Entertainment TV, sorry. How many different geek shit can there be in the fucking world?
Well, when that's all people seem to care about is that that demographic.
She's so far up Eskimo's ass.
What do you mean?
She's got an Ask a Ninja video for their DVD release. Who would want to buy a DVD of that shit?
Oh my god.
Needles in my eyes. Okay.
How little to do must one have before one stops doing one's actual work and watches that fat ass?
What are you talking about?
Ask a Ninja.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Arena. I like Arena. I was going to kick you
out. I do like Arena.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's weird. And so now I saw they're on the panel because now Yahoo's having some sort of a contest or something. Like best vlog or something like this. It's like a film festival. And there's like four different people on the panel.
Nice.
And they're like two reality TV stars, some tech idiot, and Ask a Ninja.
Oh god.
But not only are we, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. No, he's the judge. He is the standard against which we are all to be judged.
And that's why.
Oh god.
So happy.
What about your vagina?
Matt, wouldn't that have at least one positive side? If his IQ was normal, then Bush would finally not be dumb. He'd be exceptionally intelligent.
And what would that
I mean,
do?
Just think about it. I don't know, I'd still be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Like that.
Why not? I like you. I hate being...
Has everybody...
You know what really... Sorry.
Good. Andy Melton, have you had soy milk or any soy products ever?
No.
Well,
I should, since I'm lactose intolerant.
There's some nut job saying now that soy milk makes people gay.
What the heck? My mother.
Soy is feminizing and commonly leads to a decrease in the size of penis, sexual confusion, and homosexuality.
Sorry.
This is what this guy's saying.
Our milk comes in a yellow jug.
It comes in yellow?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
To keep the sunlight out.
Do they still sell Sun Drop Cola?
What's that?
I don't know.
It's this drink. It's this soda they only make in the South.
I think they do.
It's like Squirt, but more sugar.
I know we have Squirt.
Yeah, I like Squirt.
I like Squirt too.
Are we allowed to drink that, or is that banned?
I can tell you now. Who makes Squirt?
I bet Max drinks a Coke every day.
Yeah, what you say? Oh, here we go. Who makes American Beverage Association? Who makes what? Let's see if it's ever Coca-Cola. Here's everything that Coca-Cola makes. Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola Classic, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, Tab. Oh, the PNS boys can't drink Pet Tab anymore. Tab Clear, Sprite Remix, Fanta, Fresca, Fruitopia, Mr. Pibb, Mellow Yellow, Barks Root Beer, Barks Floats, Minute Maid Juices and Sodas.
No.
Powerade Surge, Delaware Punch, Dasani, Inca-Cola, Vanilla Coke, KMX, NST, Sparkles Water, and Simply Orange, the end.
What the heck are all those things?
I don't know.
No, seriously, go again from the, after all the Coke ones, what were those, iced tea and stuff? What were those again?
The last ones? Nest tea, Sparklets Water, Simply Orange, Dasani.
Yeah.
I knew that. Powerade.
Oh,
Mellow
I
didn't Yellow.
Know about Powerades.
Mellow Yellow is the one that was a big surprise to me. Devil Cola. I think Dr. No, does Dr. Pepper make Squirt? No, Dr. Pepper makes Sun Drop. What did that? Let's see. Honest Tea. Happy C. Ew.
Matt.
Uh huh.
Have you heard of James C's new album?
Who?
Jay Z.
No.
Who's Jay Z?
Oh, rapper. Come on. Yeah.
No,
very
really
famous
a
rapper.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's called Kingdom Come. I bought the album a few days ago. I'm so loving it.
I'll wait till they remix it. Till Danger Mouse remixes it. Because I didn't really care for that first album, but I love the Grey album so much.
I liked a few of the albums, but I still find one of his best up when he made the remix with Linkin Park live.
Is he still dating Beyonce?
Yeah, of course he is.
Then I hate him.
Why?
But I want to see Dreamgirls. She's in it.
I want to see it too. Have you got a copy of Jennifer Hudson singing "And I'm Telling You"?
But is that from this movie?
Yeah, that's from this movie.
Yeah, I heard it. It was okay.
It's okay. I think it's just a different take. I think they're both equally as good. Her and Jennifer Holliday.
Oh no. Uh-uh. I saw Jennifer Holliday singing it live, and the original Dreamgirls. Nobody can touch that. I think the dark man might be here. Who's here? Let's see. Oh, hello. Sprechen Sie nicht Deutsch. What have you?
Ich kann Deutsch sprechen.
Ich kann Deutsch sprechen.
How much?
Yeah, ich kann.
€5?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see if I have any money. Just a second.
Oh, God.
He's calling. He's telling me you can't speak German.
Shut up. I heard that. Let me keep talking, you guys, because I have to walk away.
Okay, Andy, are you still there?
I have to buy this fucking Christmas card.
What are you doing now?
Drinking my 7-Up.
Does that make your back hurt?
No.
No? Okay.
I think we're not really talking enough.
No.
Okay.
We need someone who makes a lot of noise and calls everyone a cunt.
Well, you're a goddamn cunt, you stupid bitch. Better.
I declare it, that curse is like a sailor.
You're a bitch.
Oh, suck it, honey.
Nah.
If you lay over your back, you can blow it away. Shit, man.
Andy, I wanted to ask you. No, wait. Come on, get fat over one sleep.
What the fuck?
What?
You on one's upper lip. Come on, get.
You're a cunt.
Oh my god, now I have I'm gonna say that this is a present I bought for Bicycle Mom.
What is
He's
it?
He's cute.
It's actually this guy who makes these Christmas. He calls it Christmas cards, but it's pretty nice, actually.
He just came to the door to sell it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's perfectly English.
Oh, I thought he was getting food.
I wish. I think I'd be sitting here talking to your fat ass if I was.
You'd be eating and talking to our fat asses.
God, how I miss that food. I miss my delivery.com.
I wish we had delivery out here.
Oh my god. Why do you need more food?
Get fat.
How, you know what?
You want to break the world record.
Yeah. I probably eat as much as Andy.
Yeah,
know.
Right.
I'm planning on eating as much as Andy when I'm in the U.S.
Andy, look, I'm really sorry to put it to you this way, but Andy, I eat 3 meals a day and the portions are the size of 2 fists, okay?
Oh, you're a poor little boy.
No.
Oliver Twist.
Oh, I'm starving.
Andy could eat you, Rupert.
Yeah, he could.
He would eat. Seriously, I think he would eat you. And his father would just think, "There's a 2-point deer." Look like ears to me. No, them's not ears. It's a deer. Man, looks like a person. I don't know. Let's just eat it. Okay, Paul. Okay, Mom. Yeah, stuff us. Couple of them squirrels in there too, and I'll eat them too. Okay.
You're stupid.
Is that right though? That's how it goes, right?
You're a stupid bitch.
I am. But you're a fat one.
Honey.
What? What? Huh?
I don't.
Repeat yourself.
Huh? Huh?
Oh, you
mean? Huh? I was reading an article today at the Lesbian Bathhouse today about how fat is really popular in Belgium, like it's the new thing for fat gay guys.
Oh, did you get that email I sent you with the skinny chicks?
No.
Oh, that's good of Belgium.
Andy, you would seriously love Belgium.
Andy, yeah.
They love fatties there, seriously.
And the food's good.
And they have a whole, like, bathhouse with a buffet, and it's just for fatties. I'm not lying, I went to it. I swear to God, it's the truth.
I can have a buffet in the bathtub.
Yeah, but it's there's fatties there, and chubby chasers, so you get laid, and then you eat smoked salmon off of a table.
Can I eat while I get fucked?
Of course you can.
You'd be very popular in the UK. They love that. They call it sploshing. They like pour baked beans all over themselves and then naked.
That is so vile.
Disgusting.
It's really vile. It's nasty. John and I were watching it on Real Sex. We're just sitting there gagging.
What'd you say, fuckface? Andy, what'd you say to me?
I didn't say anything to you.
What did you say to me? You called me some nasty word? Bitch. What did you say to me?
In bed with Don and Drew. Oh my God, what the hell are you saying?
I know.
They're in bed?
Feel my pain. There's painful pain.
Oh, Lord. Oh my God.
She is really, I mean, that promo photo of Don is a lie because she is like three times the size of that promo photo.
No.
And their album art and shit. I like Don. I don't have anything against Don at all. But her photo's a lie.
It's not. She gained a lot of weight since the
Is
photo.
She?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're super creative people, though. I have a lot of respect for them in certain respects.
Right.
Sure. Excellent. Boys.
Whose bed is it?
It's the bed in their hotel in San Francisco.
Oh.
And Don takes away the mic from Arena, and she like gives Don the death look and says, "You're about the only one who ever who can get away with that." Basically, I'm not quoting directly.
Jeffrey, what's your email?
TheGayExpat@gmail.com.
That's what I thought.
Can't. Well, Madge, have you?
Huh?
Madge, will you be able to send the pictures today?
You're a little pain in the ass.
Sorry.
Madge, can you send my check today?
Yeah, you're so funny.
You know what? She's getting too big for her britches. Aside from literally.
Check your email, Jeffrey.
Back to the one.
I sent it to you too, Madge. And Rupert.
What did you send?
Okay.
Check your email.
Not getting it. I hope you spelled it right.
Gmail. I haven't got anything. Just for your info.
It's probably uploading if there's a file attached.
Oh, this is funny. Irina sells a t-shirt on her website. It says, "I was internet famous once."
She's got this what link on her site that's about like Web 2.0 being bullshit. And then there's nothing on the site.
Oh, cool. Where's that link? It's on the main page?
Yeah, it's, where is it? Did she take it? Oh, here it is. Bubble Web 2.0 Snark Group. Bubble 2.0 Snark Group.
Where? I don't see it.
Just put bubble20snarkgroup.com.
Oh, I see it.
Long Tail Camp. Export.
Oh, this is great.
I know, I saw it and I thought you'd like it.
That's funny.
I'm going to start doing tech commentary on my blog.
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to. I'm tired of the douches.
Yeah, good.
I feel your pain. I am now fully aware of all of your pain now.
Well, it's bedtime.
Yeah, mostly. And it took this crap fest today for me to realize how good Europe was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but the problem is Shlomo blogged, you know, in his blog, that he's such a, like, whatever. Like I said, the B. Arthur of podcasting. Thoroughly useless.
He shit in Betty White's dressing room?
So did B. Arthur do that?
Yeah. There's a rumor going around that B. Arthur did that, and that's why Betty White hates her.
Well, R.B. Arthur blogged after this conference. He blogged, "I loved Vlog Europe. It was the uppercase new media conference for me this year."
Oh,
like, asshole, what are you going to do, ruin it for Europe too, you idiot?
Yeah,
boring to me.
It wasn't. It was actually people who could talk to each other. That was the nice thing about it. People and nobody lied and said, "Oh yeah, I really do watch your video blog."
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but that was it. It's ruined now because of Shlomo.
Right.
He's going to bring his pack of creepy 2.0s with him next year.
Right.
No! It's coming
for us. It'll be all the evil bloggies.
Oh, I did get these pictures you sent. Yeah, I have to remember that. I sent them to Griselda.
How's Griselda doing?
She's fine. She got promoted to the manager now.
Oh, right on. Congrats, Griselda. Yeah. Is she still marathoning, or is she back into the competitive eating?
She's not going to be done until she does all 50 states, so she's still doing it.
Nice.
Oh, I better go. I'm losing my New York accent.
All right.
When you all right.
States, Mary.
I didn't get the email today, by the way.
Tomorrow. Didn't I say that on the show? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Andy.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to be in Miami tomorrow. You want to come visit?
Maybe.
Go.
I'll charge up the rascal.
Yeah.
And then you can pay for gas by getting liposuction and sending it to Norway.
Panis class. I think Panis the train class. Has Panis class too. All right.
All right, Matt.
Bye.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.